Tom. Welcome aboard, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me. The name of the program is America Tonight. I'm Bob Long, filling in for Kate Delaney, who's taking some time off. She's still over in the Emerald Isle, Ireland. She's broadcasted from there the last few nights, and those shows were great. But she's handing over the reins to me for tonight and tomorrow night, and I'm having a ball here with you guys. And we've got a very interesting gentleman joining us in this hour of the broadcast. He's an interpersonal communication specialist, among other things, and we're going to be talking about living the life you want. We all want to live a life that we want. There's no question about that, but are we presently living the life that we want? Our telephone number, keep it handy, 855-266-5283. Well, Bob Bullock began studying hypnotherapy back in 1978 and later neuro-linguistic programming, and developed ways that it could be applied to both business and personal growth. He began consulting to the financial industry in 1980, and he has had client relationships now for some 32 years. He's also a Vietnam veteran. He's a sailor, and he's a very nice gentleman. Bob Bullock, welcome to America Tonight. How you doing, Bob?
Great. Thank you, and good morning, Bob.
Let's talk a little bit more about your background. What got you interested originally in hypnotherapy?
Well, I've always been interested in how the mind works and what motivates us, what causes us to do things that even when we don't want to do things, we do them, and for what causes people to be successful. And so that was just a natural avenue. I used to actually use self-hypnosis when I practiced my horn. I was a trombone player, and I would get to points where I couldn't go much further, and then I learned how to put myself into a certain state of hypnosis, tell myself to open my eyes and play the music. And I was always able to play much more difficult pieces when I did that than when I didn't. So I began to realize there was something more to it. And so when the opportunity presented itself in 1978, I decided I would go find out about it. So I started studying, and I took a whole host of courses and various studies and groups that I got involved in that in turn led me into an actual profession of that, to the point that I was actually teaching other professionals in the counseling business how to do hypnosis with their clients, and taught a class called Hypnosis for the Professional, doctors, dentists, therapists, people like that.
Very interesting. And over the years, you've done all kinds of great work with individuals and companies. You've done executive coaching and consulting and sales and referral training, leadership training. Tell us a little bit about some of the services that you've done over the years.
Well, actually, I was a birthday gift for a man who owned a company in Connecticut, in Fairfield County. And he liked what I did for him so much that he asked me to come work with his guys. And at that time, I would make, actually, hypnosis tapes to help them get past their blocks in sales. And so from that, everything grew, because I'm always growing, I'm always studying, I'm always learning more, and the word got out, and the next thing I knew, I was traveling 5 days a week, 4 weeks out of the month. I'd be up on as many as 9 legs of flights a week, and going into groups and helping people overcome various issues. And from that, I learned how to look for cultural blocks and breakdowns and bottlenecks within a company. And cultural means what are their values? What are their operating values? Where do they truly operate from? Not what's necessarily published and on the wall, mm-hmm. but how do they behave? And so then I began to look at how can we build better cultures in companies that not only support the growth of the company, but also serve the best for their clients. And, you know, it's been a long evolution, obviously, but it's been a lot of fun. I've learned a lot about people and behavior and about how the mind works. And so I had a lot of success with getting people past their blocks and in groups collectively past their blocks, what held them back of doing the best they could do.
It's definitely something that we all face, I mean, no matter what profession you're in.
True. I think most of us are looking for a state of being, a happiness. We're looking to be happy. And we think if we could just get that Mercedes, we'll be happy. Or if we can just, you know, make that $1.5 million sale this year, we'll be happy. And that's rarely true. So we're chasing this happiness all the time. And you know, what really got me onto this was a man I met in a bar while waiting to get a ride to the airport in Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
And I was in my mid-30s, and he must have been in his late 40s. And we began talking, asking each other what we did, the typical thing, you know, travelers do. And I discovered that he'd been retired for 10 years.
Wow.
He lived on a boat. He was very happy, had everything he needed. And I said, man, what did you do? How did you do that? He said, when I was 23, I bought a case of yellow pads, and I rented a little cottage in the woods.
Uh-huh.
He said, I spent 2 weeks writing. And he said, I asked myself every hard question you could ask. For instance, how honest would I be to get what I want? How dishonest would I be to get what I want? How legal? How illegal? He really looked at himself. And much of what brings us happiness is not so much of wealth, all that may be part of it. Quite often that's a symptom or a side effect of doing what you love. And so as I began to realize what he was talking about, is he was really, really getting to know who he was and what he stood for, what his core values are. And we hear that, and that's kind of a buzzword in the consulting, coaching industry.
Mm-hmm.
But it's deeper than that. It's who you really are. And sometimes we're given these values growing up, and those values don't really support what we'd like to do and who we'd like to be. And being able to recognize the ones you want to live by versus the ones that simply aren't good for you. I call it the curse of our ancestors.
That's true.
We get parents, and we get both sides of the parents, and they have baggage. They dump it on each kid, and then you go and dump yours on your kids. And it becomes unconscious.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I studied hypnosis. You know, people think you go to a hypnotist to be put into a trance. That's really not true. You go to a hypnotist to be taken out of the trance that's not working for you and put in a trance that does.
Interesting. When we come back on the other side, we'll touch on that and much more. We're going to be telling you how you can live the life you want. Bob Bullock is with us. You're listening to America Tonight. I'm Bob Long for Kate Delaney.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 3rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1778.10. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $18.21.82, $9.10.91 for a half ounce, or $4.55.46 for a quarter ounce. That's $18.21.82, $9.10.91, and $4.55.46.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Listening to America Tonight. My name is Bob Long, filling in for Kate Delaney, taking a deserved few nights off as she enjoys her stay over in Ireland. Bob Bullock is with us. He is an interpersonal communication specialist, hypnotist, and personal coach. And before the break there, I was asking Bob a little bit about his background, and he was telling us about hypnosis and the fact that many people go into hypnosis thinking that they want to be put in a trance. But Bob, as you say, the reality of the situation, the goal of the hypnosis is to get you out of the trance that you're presently in and kind of back on the right turf. Is that correct?
That's exactly correct. It's really getting into the mindset that works for where you want to go. And I think it was Nathaniel Brandon said, we're the one species that can formulate a set of values worth pursuing and then pursue the opposite. Mm. And so one of the things we want to do is make sure we're pursuing those that we say are worth it. One thing I've run into when I'm helping people try to move into that new direction is that they feel like they're going to have to be selfish. And selfishness stems from a state of anger and fear. What I discovered was that what people need to do is be generous with themselves, which stems from a place of love. It flows to a very different part of the brain and responds differently in the brain. And even certain words can stem from different parts of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
I used to put the word run up on a screen and ask people to write down what that word meant to them. Now, we got a three-letter, single-syllable word, and I've done it in front of 2,000 people,
yeah,
and I've never had more than three exact matches.
Wow.
So think about what that does. So every word that we've all learned is connected to a personal experience and emotion that's attached to it that may or may not mean the same thing as me or you. And so that's important to understand. What do words mean to you? And if one is triggering a certain state that debilitates you, then you have to pick one that encourages you, that inspires you. And I think people just don't do that. They don't realize at first that just words can be very powerful. Now, words are only 7% of our communication.
Mm-hmm.
About 38% is the tonality that we use, and approximately 55% is nonverbal altogether. It's all kind of like body language. And so with all the digital technology right now in communication, look at how many things go sideways in communication with others, much less with yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, you and I were talking at one point, and we talked about how most people put more effort into planning their wedding than they do planning their marriage, much less their life.
It is so true.
I mean, you can have a bucket list, and that's well and good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about how you would like to live, how you would like to be? And I think, again, we go back to people putting the emphasis on things. And when my wife and I finally figured out that we made goals around how we wanted to live, how we wanted to be every day, it changed everything for us. So that no matter what was going on around us, because we've had great years and we've had tough years.
Right.
But we kept balance and focus regardless of what was happening around us because we have a plan of sorts. We created something called our highest intentions, how we want to live every day. And we wrote it out. We printed it out. We look at it. And when we get away from it, guess what? Our life starts getting sideways. We get pulled off by other people and other things and, you know, stuff, life.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, did it mean we became super wealthy? No, but we have what we need to be happy, and we're less affected by others and the powers that be in the world. You know, I think a lot has to do with people are constantly trying to do things out of a state of perfectionism. You want to be perfect. And when you do that, what seems to happen? You're always looking at how far you have to go, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
When you look at things from a state of progression, you get to say, look how far we've come. Mm-hmm. You get to celebrate. When you're operating out of perfection, you don't get to celebrate too often. In fact, when you do, it's very short-lived, and now you're on to that next perfect thing. And you forget all that other stuff. And so we really had to step back and look at what's really, really important to us in a relationship, in life, you know, and what we do each day and how we live our life each day. And it does take a little bit of work. It takes upfront planning. But, you know, you wouldn't expect a contractor to come and hang some doors up in the middle of a field and then try to build a house up around it. You know, doors fell down, right?
Yeah, of course.
You got to build that foundation, and that's where you got to really know what are your values.
Yeah, no, that is so true.
What are the conditions that need to be met? I found that I could put in some filters.
Mm-hmm.
On who I work with, even as a client. I fired a ton of clients one time because I didn't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't trust them to do the right things for their clients. And so I didn't want to give them any skills that made them better at manipulation. And so my first condition for myself that must be met, the first filter, deal breakers, I call them. My number one deal breaker is I have to like you. If I can't like you, then I know we're not aligned in some fashion. And, I mean, when you and I first talked, I liked you. I knew fairly quickly, this is a guy that has some integrity. This is a guy I like, can get along with. And I think sometimes people compromise that in their lives for dollars for something, whatever it is. And they think, they convince themselves that they can't have what they want. And so they spend year after year after year getting further and further away, or leaving it on the shelf and say, someday I'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to step back and say, well, wait a minute. What is really important to me about my life? What is it when I do it? I'm so happy that I lose track of time. And I use various techniques, and I have some forms that I actually fill out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a run by the seat of my pants kind of guy, so I'm not all that procedural, yet this has made all the difference in my world and for me to be able to stay on track. And so I don't compromise very often the things that are really important to me. And I think when we compromise a lot, we lose confidence in ourselves. I mean, think about anything you've ever done when you compromise.
Yeah.
And what happened? When you'd done something and somebody else said, oh, yeah, you have to do it this way. And it was their agenda. It was how they would have wanted to do it. And every time I've done that, where did I end up? On the short end of the stick.
Yeah.
And it turned out poorly. And so when we align ourselves with our highest intentions or how we want to be in the world, and I'll explain that in a minute if you wish, if you'd like me to.
Sure.
You don't have to think anymore in terms of making a decision. All the requirements are right there in front of you. If when you're making a decision, it doesn't meet your highest intention, you don't do it.
It makes sense. It sounds simple, but it isn't always simple. Bob Bullock is with us.
It is simple. It's not easy.
Yes, that is true. Bob Bullock.
And that's because of that earlier programming, those tapes that say, oh, you can't do that. You don't deserve that. That's not possible. You can't have that. And so these tapes run in through our head over and over and over. And so then we end up living by other people's goals, and we end up being the stepping stones for them rather than developing our own lives in a way that we would like. And so a lot of it has to do with helping people find what really, really turns them on, what really drives them. Where do they get their energy, their mm-hmm. juice? And I think a lot of people from my are afraid. Look at that.
Interesting. More with Bob Bullock as we talk about living the life you want. If you'd like to chime in, here's the number, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. You're listening to America Tonight. I'm Bob Lawn for Kate Delaney.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi,
I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hey there, how you doing? Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long. I'm filling in for Kate Delaney. You're listening to America Tonight. Bob Bullock is with us. You can check out his website, Robert Bullock, BullockK.com, interpersonal communications specialist. And we're talking about living the life that you want, something that a lot of us talk about, but not many of us actually accomplish. And Bob's been telling us about some of the hurdles that we put in the way and talking about hypnosis. And Bob, let's talk a little bit more about the effect that parents have on their kids and also in relationships. It seems like, as I told you when we had our phone conversation the other day, when I got married late in life, you got married and you've been married more than 40 years. You got married early in life. But I used to quite often be the relationship counselor for both my male and female friends. And it's ironic because, you know, I wasn't married, but yet I was a good listener. But the one common thread that I used to see a lot is just the repetition, you know, that people tend to make the same mistakes in dating the same type of, let's say, a female, same type of guy over and over again. You know, where do some of these things come from? Is it stuff that is ingrained as an infant, as a toddler, as a young child? Where do young women learn that kind of behavior?
Well, there's good news and there's bad news. And by the way, men have the same behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to get people come to me, and I've done a lot of relationship work. I've even seen where a person who was abused, not only would they go out and find another person who would abuse them, if they found somebody who wouldn't abuse them, they would push them to the brink to where they would abuse them, or that person would leave them because they didn't abuse them. Because somewhere along the line, they learned that to get a slap and then they felt loved. Even though they consciously didn't want that, that was the unconscious imprinting. And, I mean, we could go into a whole lot of depth about how we're imprinted and at what age we're imprinted with what. Absolutely. The environment with which we're raised imprints us with some pretty strong long-term behaviors and attitudes. The good news is it's only software. It's not hardwired. It's usually well-practiced. And some people think it's hardwired. They'll never change. I've seen people, even if they didn't get into another relationship, if they just went and rented an apartment and got a roommate, they would find a roommate that would be like the person that they got away from.
Yeah.
So it's this attraction thing because that's all they know. And until you can dismantle that, I used to do a lot of regressive work, regression therapy, mm-hmm. and many, many, many things went back down to that childhood. I even found a couple of people that had phobias that were traced back to prenatal when they were actually in the womb. And believe it or not.
No kidding.
And once it was dealt with, by the way, the phobia went away.
Wow.
And so
you're saying that folks out there that have certain phobias, whether they be one thing or another, it could be based on something that happened to them even before they were in the world actually born.
Absolutely. I used to do... and still do when I'm requested past life regression. Now, that doesn't prove a past life, but it creates an environment that someone can safely deal with an issue because it's them, but it's not really them. So it's like it's a form of disassociation from the issue so they can work on it. Because when they're in it, they own it. They make it theirs. And most phobias, it's a one-hit thing. Something happens, triggers a phobia, and then they repeat it over and over and over again till it's really well rehearsed and well practiced. It's kind of like a really bad golf swing.
Uh-huh.
You know, you perfect a hook. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
You have to learn how to correct that. And sometimes you literally have to dismantle your swing.
Yep.
And the same thing in behaviors, and including phobias. Now, certainly some can be more complex than others, although I had one therapist from Boston came to me as a gift from her husband for getting her master's degree in psychology. And they were going to an island to the Caribbean as a gift and for the graduation. She had a terrible fear of flying.
Mm-hmm.
And so once that was dealt with, and all I had to do, I knew she had been looking at brochures. I knew she knew where she was going. So I simply had her try to get on a plane. She couldn't do it, even in her mind.
Mm-hmm.
She said to her, flying was getting on a sewer pipe, a large sewer pipe that hurtled end over end through the air. Now, I wouldn't get on a sewer pipe that's hurtling, you know, end over end in the air. So I wouldn't do that either. So what I did was had her actually just be getting off the plane. We didn't do the flight. Didn't
right.
have her get on. I said, you're getting off. You're going down the stairs. And what do you see? And she described the island beautifully. And then I had her go backwards all the way onto the plane, fly backwards. She could do it backwards. the thing she was amazed at was that they served Coca-Cola on the plane. She'd never thought about that. And then we got back to where she was waving hello, goodbye to the kids in Boston. And so we went through that. Then I had her do it forward. She was able to rehearse it forward. She did fine. Well, within about 5 days, they took their flight, no problems.
Wow.
But I get a call from her. And then she said, in a message on my phone machine, I think I kept the message. She had also a phobia of dogs, and she hadn't told me that. And while she was there, a dog jumped on her lap. And when I say phobia, it was hysterical phobia.
Yeah.
She was screaming. A dog jumped on her lap, and she just started petting it. Of course, all her friends, everybody around her, gasped. And, oh, my God. But nothing happened. So there was where two phobias were actually linked to one. And so you never know. You begin to topple those dominoes, and you can make a whole host of changes. So usually it's one or two key elements of an issue. And when you unravel it, it completely unravels. And then you replace it with something new.
Interesting.
You cannot actually break a habit. People say, I want to break this habit. You can't break a habit. You can replace it and let the old habit atrophy and die off.
Right.
You need to replace it. So, you know, from that perspective, you know, we're all adding and subtracting information all the time. So I call it these little states of hallucination.
Uh-huh.
I have an optical illusion I put when I'm doing demonstrations, and it's these circles with these wedges on it. And I ask people how many triangles they see. And in Ohio, I had a lady see 20 triangles in this picture, this optical illusion. No, there are no triangles in that optical illusion. None.
Huh.
You could see 20. So somebody's hallucinating. So I find that anywhere from 17 to about 40% of what people hear or experience never happened. They make it up. You don't believe me, go to a movie with somebody and then talk about the movie. You'll think you were at two different movies.
Right, yeah.
Because you both filter what you believe to be. And so we take these side trips into these places all the time in the mind. And that's one of the first things that you have to deal with, is how are you hallucinating your life right now? And what will you literally saturate your mind with next? I mean, affirmations are great.
Mm-hmm.
To me, they don't really work if you have a foundation, a sand that keeps you thinking all the time, that sabotages your affirmation.
Right.
For instance, right now, let's play a little game with you and the listeners. Think of one or two things you want. You know, I don't know, I want a new car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I owned a classic 1957 Chevy at one time. I wish I still had that car. And so if you say, I want X. Now, notice how you feel when you say, I want. Now, if you look at our language, all great people rarely use that word. Now, try this. I allow myself to have, and then fill in that blank.
Hmm.
So think of the want you said, and then say, I allow myself to have. What happened in your brain with that, Bob?
Took the pressure off.
Bingo.
Hmm.
Because it's a stress and pressure that causes us to go into a repetitive, like being on a hamster wheel.
Fascinating stuff. Bob Bullock is with us. His website, robertbullock.com. When we come back, we'll have him give out his telephone information as well. And we're going to continue, easy enough for me to say, here with Bob and helping you live the life that you want. This is America Tonight. I'm Bob Long for Kate Delaney.
heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here tonight on America Tonight. I'm sitting in for Kate Delaney. My name is Bob Long, joined by another Bob, Bob Bullock. You can check out his website, robertbullock.com. He's an interpersonal communication specialist and is based out of the Newport, Rhode Island area. And he can help you if you're in business. He can help you with phobias. He can help you in a whole lot of different ways. We're talking about living the life that you want. Bob, before we go any further, why don't we have you give out any telephone information or any additional information you'd like?
Sure. It's also on the site, but it's 401-847-8581. And if, you know, any listener mentions, you know, the show, I'll be glad to spend a little bit of time with them and send them out any of these forms that I work with for myself. And I'll try to describe some of that before we get moving, before we're done here. I'm around. You know, I'm pretty available. I have a lot going on in other areas. I've started a new program with a man by the name of Dr. Michael Sylvia. And Michael was a saxophone player in a group I played in, and he went on into the counseling world. And we're actually putting a program together for people who've done it all, who've tried everything to lose weight, mm-hmm. and all the programs, and they just are struggling. And we've been interacting with the chief dietitian at the Women's and Infants Hospital and several other doctors. And one of the most vicarious areas, one of the areas that are most troublesome where people fail in their weight management programs is during plateaus. And so we put together something where you're actually in control of your plateau. You don't let it just happen. You decide when. So that's a whole nother area and project that I'm working with. I would like to get back to that thing called stress, mm-hmm. if you don't mind. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, before we do that, why don't we talk to Bonnie in Illinois, then we'll get back to stress, but perhaps we can help Bonnie out tonight. Bonnie, welcome to America Tonight. Say hello to Bob Bullock.
Hi. I have worked with Bob in the past. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
I heard you. I said, oh, my God, somebody I actually know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, Bob has worked, you know, I've worked with Bob in a professional and also where we've become friends. And one of the things that I love about Bob, and it's those words, it's the want word and the allow word, and he has encouraged me to pay attention to the words that I use for myself. And the want is a huge word. I mean, it's just, it does leave you feeling like something's not finished. And the allow just kind of, it's a feeling. And he does really well with that kind of stuff. And I wanted to tell you, Bob, that Rick is starting to do this stuff, but he's making lists of wants. So I will talk to him maybe about the changing it.
Well, there's a very different place in uh-huh. the way of thinking of having, and I learned this from someone else. This came right from, I think, the Sedona Method and Larry Crane, who's gone on to do the release technique. And if you look, the word want literally means lack. And if you see all the great writings in the world, the word is never used in a positive way, but in a lacking definition. And it does use a different part of the brain than having and the thought of have.
Mm-hmm.
And in neuro-linguistic programming, we actually had a part of that was something called modal operators of necessity. And those are the verb phrases we use because verbs are very important to us in actually taking action or not taking action. And we all have a combination of phrases we use that ultimately, when we actually do accomplish something, when we do achieve what it is we set out to achieve, we get to the point of saying, I am or I have. But we may go through a filter of I want, I need. Now, I know me. I start with I need, then I turn it into I really need. And before I know it, I'm doing it, or I have it. And it's a place in the brain that triggers certain states of mind and feelings of accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. And then, what about the word willing? Because I like that word, too. Like, am I willing to do this, or are you willing to do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, in part of the technique that they use, and we don't really have time to get too far into that, there's several questions you ask yourself. And one of them is, would you rather continue feeling this way? Because most of us feel helpless. We feel lousy like that when we're not getting something to happen. Would we rather continue feeling this way or would we rather be free? And the minute you think that, you already start to relax. And it takes us into this stress thing. Think about the things you're struggling against and how they make not only your mind tense up, but your entire body tenses, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then
I'm going to let you talk to everybody. I just wanted to, you know, tell you that
Thank you.
I mean, it's so much different when you start paying attention to the words you use and the way they make you feel, and that's an awareness that you helped me with.
Right. I think in mainstream therapy, they call it being mindful now. So we need to be mindful of these things, and it's true. And it's just another word for saying be conscious about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of people are on autopilot. By the way, have you ever missed an exit? You've been down this highway before. You know where you're going. You missed
absolutely.
The exit.
Bonnie, okay. Thank you so much for the call. Our telephone number, 855-266-5283. Stress. Let's talk about stress. Stress is stress can be a good thing, but more often than not, it's a bad thing. And certainly all of us face stress and handle stress in different ways, Bob.
Well, certainly. There's about four different ways you can handle it. But primarily, we start with what we think is a problem. The operative phrase or word here is think is a problem. Mm-hmm. And it may be. And then we become what? Insecure about it. We try to figure it out and know what to do with it. We want to know what to do. And we want to know what that answer is. And I get lots of people that come to me, but they want to know that answer. Knowing the answer doesn't even solve that. But we try even harder. We begin to become self-critical and maybe critical of others. Then we beat ourselves up some more because that didn't help. And then we compensate with busy work for ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. And everyone else in effort to feel productive, to feel better. Because remember, we're trying to get into a state of feeling confident, feeling good. Mm-hmm. So you got to do the things that build that confidence. Well, when we do all those things, we still hold on to the problem. Then we repeat it, and it becomes stronger and bigger. Rather than having a plan laid out as to how you will deal with things. Lou and I decided that our highest intentions would be that we're going to live as lovingly, as healthfully, as prosperously, as happily as possible. And then we defined each one of those areas. Mm-hmm. For instance, prosperous. We discovered it had very little to do with money. It had to do with quality. You know, associating with people who have, you know, common values, who care. I'm a giver. That's just mm-hmm. how I am. I have to give.
Yep.
And we also give and receive only the highest quality services and products that we possibly can. And we accept, you know, expect and accept only the best. And when we don't get that, it's a lot easier to have the courage to call those folks, which we, by the way, recently had to do on one of our automobiles. We had to ask the people to step up and give us their best because they were not.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to have the courage to do that. A lot of times we just won't do that. We'll let things slide. And when you let something slide, how do you feel about yourself?
Usually pretty lousy, but it's been a pleasure to share this hour with you, Bob, and we'll do this again very soon. RobertBullock.com, RobertBullock.com is the website, and you're a fascinating gentleman, and definitely we'll visit this again down the road.
You bet. Thank you very much, Bob, and thank you, Bonnie, for calling in.
I'm Bob Long for Kate Delaney. This is America Tonight.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.